Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signs executive order on background checks. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 12, 2023. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, R., signed an executive order on background checks Tuesday. Just over 2 weeks after a 28-year-old transgender attacker used legally purchased firearms to shoot and kill six people at a Nashville Christian school. The Tennessean reported that Lee's executive order is aimed at strengthening background checks for firearm purchases. It requires new criminal activity and court mental health information to be reported to the Tennessee Instant Check System within a 72-hour time frame. The executive changes would not have prevented the March 27, 2023, shooting at the Christian school, as police indicated the transgender shooter was not on their radar, and Forbes reported she had no criminal record. Breitbart News reported that Governor Lee also called for the Tennessee legislature to pass a red flag law. Gun control activist David Hogg celebrated Lee's gun control push, suggesting it provides assurance that the left is making progress. Securing red flag laws has been one of President Biden's gun control goals, as has securing an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, gun storage laws, and the ability to sue gun makers. Governor Lee has not called for all of Biden's gun controls. Watch, guns don't kill people, people kill people. GOP Congresswoman rips Dems' knee-jerk gun control push after Nashville. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.